Hola, I'm Marivette, founder of the Mujerista. With the help.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone that's here. Come on and give God some praise. Come on, you can do better than that. God has been good to you. Come on and give God some praise. Good morning to everyone that's here, to all of you that are listening in TV land or wherever you are today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and he has told us to rejoice and be glad in it. How many are happy to be in the presence of the Lord? Amen. He gave us one more day, amen, to give him glory and to give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody, help us. Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Lord. How many know he's been good to you? Thank you, Lord. Made ways out of no way. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody, one more time. Somebody know he's been good to you. Thank you, Lord. Made ways out of no way. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Mother Hunter. You made a way, made ways out of no way. You made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. Open your mouth. Thank him, thank him. our invocation. Amen. Following that, we will have our responsive reading and the scripture.
We bow our heads. Eternal Father, Father, we come once again. Father, we just come thanking you for your many blessings. Father, we thank you, Father, for a peaceful night's sleep last night. Father, you left your danger, your angels around us, Father, that we may have peace, that we may have peace everlasting. Yes. Father, we ask you just to be in this service today. Father, we ask you just to be with our entire New Hope family, yes, our pastor as he's away. Father, we ask you just to continue to lead us, Father, guide us and keep us. Father, we pray for those that are sick, Father. Father, we pray for those that shut in. Father, we pray for one that don't know you. Then, Father, we pray that they will come to know you in the pardon of their sin. Father, we ask you just to be in this service today, just to lead us and guide us. Father, we pray for the musician. We pray for the sound technician, the usher. Father, we ask you just to be with us and forgive us our sin. Father, realize we have sinned and come short of your glory. But in spite of, Father, you kept us. You kept us in the palm of your hands. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. Your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may let them in at this time. It's time for our responsive reading. Amen. If you would turn with us to the 23rd division of Psalm. The 23rd division of Psalm. Many of us know that one by heart. Amen. I will read the first verse. You will follow thereafter. And we will all read the last verse together. Amen. Amen. The 23rd division of Psalm. And it reads, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over altogether. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Please remain standing for our scripture, which can be found in the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, 21st chapter, sorry. The Gospel of John, the 20th. First chapter. Amen. Beginning at verse 20. The 21st chapter of the Gospel of John, beginning at verse 20. It reads, "Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciples whom Jesus loved following, who also had leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, 'Lord, who is the one who betrays you?' Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, 'But Lord, what about this man?' Jesus said to him, 'If I will that he remain till I come, what is it that to you, you follow me?' Then this saying went out among the brethren, that the disciples would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but if I will that he remain till I come. What is that to you? This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Verse 25 says, and there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. Amen. Give God some praise. Amen. If our parishioners come in, we will now be blessed by our choir. Amen. Amen. Come on and give this choir a hand. Amen. How many know that the Lord is wonderful? He deserves all of the praises. Amen. We give honor to God, who is our Heavenly Father, to the Holy Spirit again, who is our comforter and our guide, to my pastor, Dr. Steve. Amen. In his absence, to First Lady, Sister Steed. Amen. To Sister Kitchens. To the Speaker of the Hour, Elder Bradshaw. Amen. To all of these deacons, mothers, members, and friends. Amen. It's good to be here this morning. How many are happy to be in the presence of the Lord? Amen. I see that God has been good to all of us. Amen. And he deserves the praise. When I got out of my bed this morning, Mother Hunter, there was no doubt that the Lord had already worked it out. Amen. He allowed me to get up and do my routine, and I'm grateful. Amen. For life, health, and strength. Amen. Let us bear all of our announcements in mind and govern ourselves accordingly. We know this is a holiday weekend. It's Memorial Day. And we salute all those who have served to keep this country free and have gone on to the lost my thought. Those have served and gone on. Thank you, Elder. Amen. We praise God for all of them. Y'all do know we get a little older, and sometimes the mind don't think as well. I'm still 15, though, and the mind still don't think very well. Amen. Amen. So thank God for all of our veterans, again, who have served this country to keep us free. Amen. We praise God for all of you. We realize that a lot of people are traveling, so we pray for those who are traveling. Our pastor, he's traveling, went to see his mother. Amen. He's there in North Carolina, and we praise God for him that he did have a safe trip to get there. And we pray that God will bring him and his family back home safely this way. Amen. Bear again all of our announcements in mind. This is graduation time. Do we have any graduates here this morning? Amen. All right, it's graduation time, and we can salute all of our graduates. Amen. For a job well done. Amen. It's a new day and a new time now. Amen. There's no need to sit around and linger around, and we have to keep them moving. Amen. And they have to keep themselves moving, because it's a different world out here. Amen. From 20, 30, 40 years ago. Amen. And our young people need to be educated. I've always said this: if you're going to go off to school, or whatever you're going to do, do something that's positive in life, and do something that's going to bring you happiness. Don't just do anything just to get by. Amen. I wasn't a college student. Hayes College wasn't for me. Amen. I got through high school, but I was gifted with my hands, and the Lord saw fit to go a different direction. So whatever the Lord see fit, that our young people, graduates, whatever you are, from the kindergarten on up, let's work with them and support them as much as we can. Amen. Amen. Are there any visitors here with us this morning? If you would, please stand. Any visitors? All right. Seems like we're all at home. We give God the praise. Amen. Pray much again for all of those that are sick and all of those that are shut in. We won't call by name, for we don't want to leave anyone out. But pray much for all of those that are going through whatever the situation is. Just know that God can work it out. Amen. Sometime, and you've heard the saying, sometime while we're trying to figure it out, God done already worked it out. So we leave it into his hands. We pray much for those that are bereaving as well, that God will give them comfort and peace that they need in these days and in these times as well. At this time, we're going to ask Sister Daniels to come, and with a special announcement. Following that, we're going to ask Deacon Hayes to come following that announcement. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Kitchens. Good morning, everyone. I come to you on behalf of the deaconess. You know, the last couple of weeks we've been collecting recipes for our recipe book, and we need everybody's recipe, your favorite recipe, men, women, young people, everybody has a favorite recipe that you'd like to share. And also, if you'd like to have a remembrance page in the recipe book for your loved one whose recipe that you're sharing, you can do that as well. These are the forms that we need filled out. The deadline is today, but I think we can stretch it to next Sunday. So if you'd like to fill out the recipe form, come see me. There's some in the vestibule. We'd love to share your recipes in our recipe book. Thank you so much.
Good morning, New Hope family. I come to you today in behalf of our Men's Day, which will be June the 11th, 2023. They said I was a co-chair. But Deacon Fillmore Brooks, he's also the co-chair. So I'm not the chair person. He's wise beyond his age. So I'm just glad to have him as the co-chair. Our theme is men rooted in Christ in a changing world. Because we realize that is a changing world. Because we've seen things that we have never seen before. Our scripture will be coming from Psalms 1:1-3. Our colors for men today will be blue and white with a matching blue tie. Now, if you don't have a blue tie, you can come by Reverend Bradshaw. And also our men assessment will be $100. So if you can't give $100, just give from your heart. We have a three-night spring revival. It will be Wednesday. Write this down, Wednesday the 7th at 7 o'clock. I'm sorry, 7:30 p.m. Also Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 6th, 7th, and 8th. So men, this is a challenge because I love you all, and because Brother Steve and Brother Adrian, y'all don't have to worry about the songs because you get them right. So please come to join us on this Men's Day occasion. It will be a joy and a privilege for this Men's Day. Rehearsal will be the 6th of June, the 6th and the 8th. Write that on your calendar at 7 o'clock. And also that Saturday, right before Men's Day, the 6th and 10th at 10 o'clock. Elder Bradshaw will send out the songs today. So if you would, please just give us your address, and he will have the songs sent out today. Right, Elder? Okay. And after 10:45, we will have dinner, and we're just going to ask all the men, please, please, please. I love Men's Day, and I believe that you will love it. because that's a time for us men to come together, because we are worthy and God is worthy to be praised. So I will be out in the vestibule after service to get your name, and we got a few more slots on the program. Right, and I will get your phone number when you come through the vestibule. God thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Let us be very attentive of our men's day that's coming up. Amen. I will be recording my first solo. Amen. Amen. Just a hint. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a joyous time that day. Amen. So come, let us be attentive and enjoy the presence of the Lord. Amen. Also keep in mind, let us bear in mind, as Deacon Hayes was saying, there will be a three-night revival leading up to Men's Day. I believe it's begins on the 7th. Amen. So come out, let us support our revival, and then that Sunday, let us support the men of this great church, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Also, with that in mind, it's drawing near. Amen. Get ready, get ready, get excited. We are excited about our Vacation Bible School. Amen. The time is drawing very, very near. Our teachers, our committee workers are getting ready. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing and what God is going to do. Amen. On June the 19th. Sister Lawson, you got anything you need to say? June the 19th. Amen. Sister Lawson is one of our coordinators. Amen. If you desire to participate in any way, see her after the service. Sister Young is not here. She's our other coordinator. Please see them if you're desiring to participate in any way. We do need help in other areas as well. But get yourselves prepared. We have a great program prepared for everyone, the entire family. Amen. From, I think, 3 years up, 3 years old and up. Amen. We're going to have evening sessions beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll serve you a little something so you can come straight from work and won't be hungry, and you can enjoy the presence of the Lord. And then immediately at 7 p.m., we will start our opening session, and we will not hold you very long. We're going to be ready to go at around 8:30. I got to get up and go to work. And so I'm still working, Deacon Houston. I don't have that privilege, but I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Amen. So we want to be able to enjoy the presence of the Lord that particular week. Our theme is twists and turns. It's centered around games and finding the right path that God will have all of us to take. So get yourselves excited. Bring a friend. Bring family together. And let us all enjoy the presence of the Lord. That's June the 19th. Through the 23rd. That Friday night, we will have a carnival for the entire family, and that we can have fun and just enjoy each other. Amen? Amen. So we're excited that that day is approaching. On Tuesday, the 13th, I believe it is, Tuesday the 13th, June the 13th, I need to see all of our, as many as possible, all those that are participating in our VBS this year. This is our last meeting to make sure that we're all on the same accord, and there's some things that we need to pass out. So all of you that are teaching, all of you that are working on different committees, meet us here on the 13th at the 6:30 hour. We will not hold you very long, just to make sure we get things ready for the following week. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our offering. Amen. And those of you that have your offering, thank God for all of you that pay online or however you do it. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Amen. For this great church. Amen. Let us all stand to our feet. You will be directed by our young ushers. Give our ushers a hand this morning. Amen. Today is supposed to be our youth day, but I think many of them have graduated and they're having their things going on. Our hats off to Sister Naomi Stanley. Raise your hand, Sister Stanley. Amen. Her graduating class that she teaches, I think they were pre-K. Amen. They were here this past Wednesday in their graduation, and our hats off to her for doing, and the committee that she works with that, for doing such a great job. Amen. Amen. It was a very, very nice, very wonderful ceremony. And if you heard those little pre-K kids, they can talk better than some of us. Amen. Amen. They were telling us all what they want to do, what they want to be, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So praise God for that. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour, this moment. We give you the praise. And now, Father, bless these offerings and consecrate them and let them be used in the manner which they are given. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to ask our ministers if they would come following that, deacons, mothers, and then you will be directed by the ushers. Amen.
Well, good morning, New Hope. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come, Lord, just to say thank you, Lord. Just thank you for allowing us to come out to the house of worship one more time, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for the ones, the givers of the offering, and bless the ones who were not able to give, Heavenly Father. We ask that you use these blessings to upbuild your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Again, we thank God for all of you, your gifts, and everything that you do for this church. I failed to make one more announcement concerning our VBS. We are having T-shirts this year, but the T-shirts are based on your paying for them. First come, first serve. If you're desiring to have a T-shirt or want one, I think they are $10, correct? Amen. See Sister Lawson after service. Amen. You need to be able, if possible, to go ahead and pay for them today. I think June the 3rd is the last day to be able to pay for them. But those of you that's desiring to purchase a T-shirt, please see her or myself after service, and we will give you the necessary information. Thank you very much. This time, let us prepare ourselves for the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Speaker of the Hour needs no introduction. He is my friend. He is my brother in the ministry. Amen. And I look up to him as a great mentor, a man who is not afraid to preach the word. Amen. He can sing like the horns off of a billy goat. Amen. And he's going to help me with my solo. Amen. Amen. We thank God for Elder Bradshaw. As he come, I would ask that you give him your prayers, your amen, that the Lord will send the word our way and that we all will be uplifted. After the choir have sung, the next voice of that you will hear is that of our own Elder Bradshaw. Amen.
bless the Lord this morning, my brothers and my sisters. God is keeping us. We ought to act like He's keeping us. He's been good to all of us. My twin and I, in our bucket list in June, we claiming it already. Because us is getting prepared to celebrate 80 years. We done already told the Lord, meet us in Greenville, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? We done already told the Lord that I know we're supposed to ask. I ain't stupid. Now, don't get me wrong. But we done told the Lord, Lord, meet us. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be here this morning. Most certainly we honor our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, our God, our Father, the Keeper, the Holy Spirit. And bless you, Pastor Steve. And I know you got the eyes on us. Amen. And they look pretty good if you, from up here where I'm standing, Dr. Steve. Amen. And now you're sitting there with Mama, praise the Lord. And amen, the elect lady. Y'all just enjoy yourself. Don't worry about us. Pastor Kitchen just got it. Kitchen's got it. Amen. I might have to hold his hand and kind of help him step, but he got it. Amen. And we thank God for Elder Kitchens this morning, and thank God for all of you. Amen. Bless you, Denise. Like that hat, girl. Amen. There's a word from the Lord today. I know y'all want to get started on your Memorial Day weekend. Oh. Oh, Lord Jesus. She can say that after 31 years, JP, you know. Amen. There's a word from the Lord this morning that speaks to us this morning. Thank all of you for being here. Amen. John chapter 21. There's some verses in that particular text that speaks to us today. That's put them in my pocket. That speaks to us this morning. Now, I want you to keep a word in mind this morning as it pertains to our text and the sermon. This morning, I'm going to keep a word in your spiritual mind. And that word is nosology. Nosology. Put that word in your spirit. Write it down. Peter had nosology. and you'll see it in the text. From these verses, and I just want to pull out of that we've read it. Elder Kitchens did, and verse 21 say, Peter, seeing him, said, Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow me. Then went the saying among the brethren that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? What's it to you? You can sit down. Being grammatically proper, I would say, what is that to you? If I was in the hood, I'd say, mind your own business. Somebody ought to say amen. But since we're in church, among God's black Negro church members, I'm going to say, what's it to you? Amen. Now we find here today that Peter had some issues. It's supposed to be Youth Day. And me and Elder Kitchens are the only youth in here this morning. Peter had some issues. And that word that I told you to stick in your memory, you don't remember what it was. Peter had nosology. And I tried to kind of nose around to find out what nosology is among us. And I found out that Elder Kitchen, nosology is the study of nosiness. And then I looked under nosiness and I found out that it's trying to get in other folks' business. You do know church folks. Now let me see, I'm going to have to rephrase that. Churchgoers get in other folks. How do Eddie Murphy pronounce that word? Business. We get in other folks' business. Peter tried to have a good spiritual attitude when it came to Jesus. Isn't it amazing that we know more about somebody else's business than they do? I ought to have an amen in the church somewhere. We are in the nosology business of telling someone else how to handle their business. Them William brothers, you know what they said, sweep around, spend 6 months minding yo, and 6 months, Dr. Farrelly, what did it say, leaving everybody else's business alone? But that's kind of hard to do, Sister May, when you haven't gotten a hold of what you're supposed to have on the inside that will keep you from other folks' business. If you don't have it on the inside, whatever is on the inside will come out on the outside. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. You know that old saying, what comes up, sometime will come out. Peter had not gone. He did not have what it took to stay out of the Lord's business. You remember when Jesus was knew he had to go to Jerusalem, and the scripture says that his face was pointed toward Jerusalem. And he was saying, and he knew that there were those in Jerusalem that had not taken hold of him as the Son of God, or the one who came to do what his Father had sent him to do. And he was always messing, that is, Jesus was, in the folks downtown's business. Y'all to catch that in a minute. And Peter wanted to, I don't know what he wanted to do, but he said, Lord, you know you can't go to Jerusalem. And the Lord said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Church folks, y'all know that's what the Lord said to Peter, because you don't know what you're saying. You don't know. You really haven't grasped. You really haven't got the hold of my mission. Yeah, get behind me, Satan. That's what he told Peter, because at that moment, Jesus, the scripture says, realized that it was not the man, Peter, but the one that was in him making him say stuff. All right. Yeah, and we realize this morning, brothers and sisters, that some of us who sit here in this room, it's not always us, but it's the one that's in us making us do what we do. Brother Paul, say what we say. That's why the Lord told him, get behind me, Satan. Yeah, Peter, it's not you, but it's him that's in you. Now the Lord could have called Satan out of him in that moment if he had wanted to. But now we grasp here what Peter here is. I want you to put yourself in Peter's place. I want you to put yourself in Peter's place. Peter, Well, the Lord is having a conversation with Peter. Peter had told the Lord, Lord, I'll be with you. I'll go with you. I'll never leave you. Jesus, I'll never forsake you. Then the Lord turned to Peter, said, Peter, before the rooster crow three times, you're going to betray me. And then he told Peter, said, Peter, you got a problem. There's something on the inside of you that needs to come out of you. We realize that God had called the 12 and God had given them the spiritual responsibility to be messengers for him. But Peter still had a problem. The Lord told Peter, said, Peter, when you find me, strengthen your brothers. Now, I need you to understand what I'm saying when I say Peter finding the Lord. Peter had been walking with the Lord up to this point for about 3 years now. And he still hadn't found him. Didn't the Lord say, you've been with me at least 3 years now and y'all still don't know me? Peter didn't know the Lord in the spiritual way that Jesus wanted him to know him. Because he said to Peter, Peter, when you get converted, strengthen the brother. I told you to put yourself in Peter's place. Yeah, the Lord told Peter, Peter, you ain't got it yet. Well, what is it that Peter had? Peter had nosology. Yeah. Then I tell you to put yourself in Peter's place. So if you put yourself in Peter's place, that means that you got you know you do. Yeah. Running everybody else's business, telling everybody what to do. Now here we find this, we get on into this story this morning. We find that something has happened. Amen. We have come to the place now that we find Jesus had accomplished that he came to accomplish. He had accomplished what his Father sent him to do. And he's about to go back home to his Father. Yeah. You remember that Peter was warming by the townsfolk's fire? Y'all remember that? Yeah, you know, the Lord had already told him before the rooster crowed three times, you're going to deny me. And here Peter is, warming himself by the church, by the uptown folks' fire, and we find that say, don't we know you? Yeah, you're the one that we see up there in New Hope. Every time the church doors open, you there. Yeah, we know we. we know you. Amen. You out in the people mall. Amen. About town, doing what you do. Yeah, we know you. Yeah, you that shouting, running preacher. Yeah, we know. You know that parrot, that bird that say, same crowd. Same crowd. Yeah. But here you are. here you are where you ain't supposed to be doing what you ain't supposed to do. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yet you're going to tell the pastor how to run his business. Come on, somebody. Amen. But well, pastor, we think you ought to, well, the Lord ain't told you how to what to tell the pastor. Amen. The Lord told the pastor. He didn't tell you. If he had wanted you to run the business, he'd have put you in charge of the business. Somebody ought to say amen. And Peter always wanted to tell the Lord what to do. Amen. Then here in the lesson in the text, Peter concerned about somebody else that the Lord is that have favor with the Lord. He worrying about that person. Amen. He said, Lord, I'm a follower of you. The Lord said, No, Peter, I already know about you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And before the rooster crowed three times, he had denied the Lord. I don't know who he is. Y'all know he said that. Praise the Lord. So now Peter feels that he's out of favor with God, with the Lord, with Jesus. Because Jesus had already told him what Peter was going to do. Peter is now feeling some kind of way. You know, when they had supper, this person that Peter is concerned about in the text, he was leaning on the Lord's shoulder as if he was the Lord's favor. Stay out of the Lord's business and you can find favor with God. Somebody ought to say amen in the church. You can't find favor with God and you always messing in his business. You can't run your own business. How are you going to tell the Lord how to run his business? You don't have what it takes. You don't have on the inside what needs to come out on the outside. When you are converted, help somebody. You can't help nobody because you got nosology all the time. So Peter, when you are converted, help somebody. When the Lord went upon a mountain to be transfigured, he took Peter, James, and John. Peter said to the Lord, Lord, we see you and Elijah and Elisha up here on the mountain. Peter said, let's build three tabernacles. It wasn't Peter's job to tell the Lord what to do. Let's build three. Lord just looked at Peter as if to say, won't you just mind your own business? Amen. Don't you want to look at some church folks, some church goers, and look at them and say, won't you just mind your own business sometime? Amen. So Peter realized now here in the text that he had an issue with God. Because the scripture tells us that when he denied Jesus the third time, the rooster crowed, and the Bible say that Peter turned around and Jesus was looking right at him. As if to say, I told you. Amen. So now Peter feels now that he's out of favor with God, with Jesus. And Jesus said, Peter, let's take a walk, me and you. How many of you who sit here in this room have ever took a walk with Jesus? You need to walk with Jesus sometimes. Amen. If you walk with the Lord sometimes, you'll spend 6 months walking with the Lord and 6 months talking with the Lord. Sometimes you gotta talk, sometimes you gotta listen. How can you listen to what the Lord is saying and you always running your mouth? Shut up and listen sometimes. Here Peter is, he's walking with the Lord, and he walking with the Lord, and he walking with the Lord. Jesus said, come on, Peter, follow me. Him and the Lord began to walk down the road, wherever they were. Scripture says that him and Jesus went for a walk. Amen. And also, when Peter and Jesus went for a walk, he who wrote this particular scripture also was walking with them. Peter want to realize, I'm supposed to be walking with Jesus. What this man doing walking with us? Why is he walking with us? This is supposed to be me and Jesus time. Can I get a witness here in the church? Why is he walking with us? He was more concerned about the writer of the text walking with Jesus than he was him walking with Jesus. Amen. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, come on, let's take a walk about. And he's going to look around as if to tell the Lord, this walk is supposed to be about me and you. Why is he walking with us? Don't we feel that way sometimes? We come to prayer meeting and somebody else is praying, and we thinking in our spirit, I'm supposed to be praying. Why is he praying? That ain't your business. Why he praying? It's your business for you to pray. With them that come to prayer meeting, amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. Your business is to pray between you and the Lord. Don't worry about me and the Lord praying. What's this man doing walking with us, Jesus? I need you to know here in the church this morning that Jesus can walk with more than one at the same time. Amen. He's coming to my house. Yeah, he already at your house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus can be here, there, and yonder, all at the same time. Can I get a witness? Yeah, he can give you bread and give me water and won't let your bread fall in my water and won't let my water fall on your bread. All at the same time. Don't worry about that. The Lord told Peter, what's it to you if he is following me? What's it to you, Peter? Amen. You worry about what's going on between me and you. And to understand it, the Lord said to Peter, I know how you feel, Peter. I know how you feel. I know you denied me. Huh? And now you feel in some kind of way about it. I know, Peter, you have your issues and your problems. When I was out yonder in the garden trying to pray, and the soldiers came, you the only one thought it was necessary that I needed your protection, that you got a sword and cut off Malchus' ear. I didn't need you to cut off that man's ear. Peter, you know what Jesus did? Jesus picked it up off the ground and he told Peter, Peter, if I need some help, all I gotta do is look up and say, help, and my father will send 6,000 legions to help me. I don't need your help, Peter. The Lord don't need your help. I'm talking right you who's sitting here. No, I ain't gonna say that. Who church folk? The Lord don't need your help. What he needs from you is praise. What he needs from you is worship. That's what he needs from church goers. Church, if you're a church goer and you worship the Lord because of who he is and you praise him because of what he has done, that's all he needs from you. That's all he needs. We worship him because of who he is.
We praise him because of what he's done. Anybody, do we have any praisers in the room this morning? Do we have any worshipers in the room this morning? Do we have anybody that's got doxology in the room? I know I was going to get you. Are you holding your hands? I knew I was going to sneak up on you. If we all raising up our... The Lord only needs your worship and your praise. And all he asks you to do is to ask you to do is what he asked Peter to do, and that is follow him. Don't worry about who following me. Amen. What's it to you? And then we think about it. And then we think about it. Brothers and sisters, we think about it. Praise the Lord. There's also one that also wants you to follow him. Amen. Where you been? I've been going to and fro in the earth. I've been trying to get them to follow me, but they won't follow me. Amen. They won't follow me. Say, why won't they follow you? He said, well, let me tell you. My mission statement and your mission statement, Jesus, is in the same passage of Scripture. Your mission statement, Jesus, is I came to work the works of him while it's day. Because night come, can't nobody work. And my mission statement is in the same verse. Jesus said, my mission is that I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. My mission statement, Jesus, is in the same passage of Scripture. I came to rob, to steal, and destroy. And I tell you what, you might have these church folks following you. But I tell you what, if you take from them, they'll cuss you out. They won't follow you. And Jesus is telling Peter, come on, Peter, follow me. I know what you did. You know, Peter, I know what you did. All I need you to do, Peter, is follow me. It's right here in the passage of Scripture. Instead of Peter picking his eyes on Jesus and following Jesus, he's too worried about who else is following Jesus. All Jesus wants you to do is to follow him. Anybody following the Lord this morning? Do we have any followers of the Lord in this church this morning? The Lord God said to him who wants you to follow him, he said, where you been? He said, I've been around Kitchen's house. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I've been around Bradshaw's house. Yeah, yeah. I tried to go down their street. Yeah, I went down the street. But when I got to the house, you wouldn't let me in. Well, you had a hedge around him. Isn't it amazing that we follow the Lord for what we can get out of him? Somebody here ought to say amen. We follow him for what we can get out of him. Yeah, yeah. He who want you to follow him said, Kitchen ain't following you. Just because he following you, he following you for what he can get out of you. Bradshaw ain't up there running and singing and carrying on because he loves you. He loves and following you for what he can get out of you. Yeah, I went by his house the other day. Talking about Bradshaw now. I went by his house the other day. I tried to get in, but you had a hedge about him. Huh? How many of you here feel that the Lord has a hedge around you and yours and your circumstances? Following him because of who he is, not for what he got. Yeah, he got something that you need, but I'm talking about what you can get out of him. Follow him. Follow him. Said to Peter, follow me, Peter. Instead of you looking around, you ought to have your eyes on Jesus. Instead of you worrying about who else is following, you ought to spend your time doing what you can do for the glory of God. Can I get a witness here in the church? Doing what you can do to make the Lord's kingdom a better kingdom. Doing what you can do to help somebody. If you're going the wrong way, how can you tell somebody the way to the Lord? Can I get a witness here in the church? Follow him. Amen. And want to know, Peter did, why is he following us? Then Jesus tells us the same as he tells Peter. It ain't your business. It ain't your business. Your business is to follow me. That's your business. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Following Jesus. If you spend your time, as we stand here in the church, if you spend, as we stand here in the church this morning, if you spend your time, if you spend your time doing the work of the Lord, and if you spend your time following Jesus. And the reason why you don't need to worry about what somebody else is doing is because you haven't done all that you need to do for the kingdom of God. You will have just enough time to do his work and to stay out of somebody else's business. Just do what the Lord has required of you to do. Is there anybody in this room following the Lord this morning? Jesus requires of us that you work while it is day. Because night is coming. And when night comes, can't nobody work. I came to do the work and the will of him that sent me. I came to do the work of him that sent me. Can y'all sing that for me? God. Sing that for me, God. If you spend your time If you spend your time doing what he asks you to do, how many here in this room, Jesus has given you a mandate to do what he has asked you to do? How many of you here in this room doing the Lord's business? If you're working for the Lord here in this room, can I just see you? Just wave your hand and leave somebody else's business alone. Because one day he gonna ask you, what did you do? One day he gonna ask you, what did you do? Me free. This morning, if you follow him, my brothers and my sisters, if you follow Jesus, you will spend all of your time following him than worrying about what somebody else is doing. I want to have an amen in the church this morning. The Lord is more concerned about you following him than he is concerned about who you are concerned about following him. That's not your business. Jesus said, if he follow me till I come back, what is that to you? Say this, and then Elder Kitchen's going to come. You remember in the Word of God, it tells us that if we put our hands to the gospel plow and looking back, you are not fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus said, everything that you need to walk and follow me is always on the front of you. The weapons of the warfare ain't nothing on your back. Because guess who got your back? Jesus the Christ. Because while you are walking with Jesus, Satan is going to fire all of the fiery darts that he can. They're going to come at you, not behind you, at you. And if you're following the Lord, you can follow him until he come back. How many is waiting for him to come back here in this room? How many of you waiting for him to come back in this room? How many of you waiting for him to come back? Isn't that what he said? If you follow me till I come back, it ain't your business to worry about why somebody else is following me. It's your business to do what? Follow Jesus. God bless you this morning.
You are right there.
He's been good
to me. Everybody sing it one more time.
God has smiled on me.
The doors of the church is open. Would that be one? Would that be one? Perhaps there's someone listening in today, right there where you are. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I come to you now, this hour, this moment. I need your saving grace. I need your mercy. Lord, fix me where I messed up and start my life all over again. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. Amen. Amen. Give Elder Bradshaw a hand. Amen. Right there where you are, perhaps there's someone that may be dealing with an issue, or you may know someone that's dealing with an issue. Just before we dismiss, I need somebody to pray for me. Amen. My mama prays for me. My daddy prayed for me when he was living. But I need my brothers and sisters to pray for me. Anybody need prayer? Amen. It's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, again, we thank you this hour. Thank you this moment. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We thank you, Lord, for your saving power. We thank you for your grace. And we thank you for the word that has gone forth. And now, Lord, as we stand here, Father, we intercede on behalf of our brothers, on behalf of our sisters. Whatever the needs are right now, in the name of Jesus, meet those needs right now. Somebody is sick, dealing with an illness. Somebody has deformity right now. And somebody has a mindset, Lord, that they want to give up. But God, we know that in your hands, there's always possibilities. You said all things work together for the good of them that love you and to them that are called according to your purpose. Come now, Holy Spirit, be with them. Those that need you, Father, heal in the name of Jesus right now. Set free right now in the name of Jesus. Make whole right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. We give you honor and we give you the praise. Amen. Come on and give God some praise. Amen. Give Elder Bradshaw another hand. Amen. What a word. What a word. You'll be learning more about Peter if you make it to Vacation Bible School. You'll be learning more about what he was preaching along some other things that Peter had to encounter. That's why the Bible tells us in the Word of God that we have to deny self, pick up our own cross, and follow Jesus. Amen. Thank you again, Elder. Give him another hand. Amen. Give our musicians a hand, our choir. Amen. Our ushers. Amen. Our mothers, deacons, members, all those who took to make up this service. Now give Jesus a hand. Amen. Amen. Everybody sing. Amen. Everybody sing. Amen. Everybody sing. Amen. 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 Now may the grace of our Lord, the sweet commune of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide hence, now, and forever. Let us all say, amen. Sunday school begins at 9:30. Sunday school at 9:30. Fellowship Hall.